today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome to another episode of today's special on a special occasion. Today is the demise anniversary of the last Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and the martyrdom anniversary of his grandson, Imam al-Hassan, peace be upon him. So please accept our condolences on this sad occasion. رسول الله حبيب الله عصريا على إنشادكم رسول الله حبيب الله رسول الله حبيب الله رسول الله حبيب الله الله our God is the greatest One and only glory to him. He born many humans to be the best and give his best religion to them. Allah our God is the greatest. The one and only glory to him. He born many humans to be the best and give his best religion to them. Today, Thursday, 28th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin In the beginning of 11th AH, the Prophet became sick and passed away. Before he passed away, when he was very ill, he gave a farewell speech to the Muslims and advised them to be kind to one another. He also said, if I owe anything to anyone, they should come to me to ask for it or else they should disregard it. If I have annoyed anyone, I'm ready to be punished in relation for it. The Prophet passed away on Safar 28 at the age of 63. It is mentioned in Nahjul Balagha that all the time of his demise, the Prophet's head lay on the chest of Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him. At the time of his demise, none of his children were alive except for Fatima and Ali, with the help of some others. As per the Islamic tradition, washed the Prophet's body and shrouded and buried him in his house, where it is now located in Masjid al-Nabi. We offer our condolences on this sad occasion. Today is the demise anniversary of the last Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and martyrdom anniversary of his grandson, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the Prophet of Mercy, Prophet of Peace, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet of Islam took a great interest in the welfare of all people and had great compassion for people in trouble. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam imitated the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala par excellence and translated them into practice in the highest form possible for man. Kindness is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has no limits. It is extensive and encompasses all things and all beings without discrimination, as we said. And we talk about His mercifulness towards animals, His companions, the believers, the ladies, and different creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no difference for the Holy Prophet to show mercifulness towards. Likewise was the kindness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He extended it to all beings, both animate and inanimate, and benefited all without measure. The Quranic words for the Prophet's kindness are Ra'ufun Rahim. This is chapter 9, verse 128, as we referred already. These words are very intensive and comprehensive in meaning and convey a true nature and extent of the Prophet's kindness to people.
رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرمين نبينا خير من يمشي على صلى الله عليه وآله يا نبي.
What do you think about this phrase, actively engaging with the Holy Quran? This is one of the lessons from the Holy Prophet. The Prophet states, when matters become obscure for you like the darkness of the night, then turn to the Quran, for it is the mediating intercessor and the trustworthy divisor. Whoever puts it in front of them, it will lead them to heaven, and whoever puts it behind them, it may take him to hell. The Holy Quran remains our main and undisputable source of truth and knowledge in Islam. The Prophet Muhammad reminds us that the Quran will always be the light of truth in our many disputes. And that's by remembering and actively engaging with the Quran, we will ultimately be rightly guided.
آیات کریمه قرآن درباره پیغمبر و درباره تعالیمی که به پیغمبر می‌دهد و بنای جامعه اسلامی نوپا را قدم به قدم و کلمه به کلمه به پیغمبر تعلیم می‌دهد.
The ayahs of the Holy Quran about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and about the teachings that God gives to him. God teaches him step by step and word for word how to build the new Islamic community are many. My advice to myself, to our youth, to the promoters of religious affairs and to all those who have the affairs of the people in their hands is to pay attention to all these ayahs and to see all these concepts in the Holy Quran. These concepts form a collection, a complete collection. Our problem is that we ignore this complete collection of divine teachings to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi and the description that God makes about him. If we keep this complete collection within sight, then that correct behavior and that straight path which the Holy Prophet took will emerge before our feet. Verily, you are on a straight path. The Holy Quran, chapter 43, verse number 43. This straight path should be found.
سرات مستقیمی که پیغمبر بر اون قرار داشته او جلوی پای ما ظهور پیدا خواهد کرد. انک علی صراط مستقیم. این سرات مستقیم رو باید پیدا کرد.
In this part, we listen to a part entitled The Unrecorded Will. On Thursday, 4 days prior to his demise, the Holy Prophet ordered, "Bring me paper and pen so that I will write something saving you from going astray forever." One of the attendants said, "He's under severe pain. He's hallucinating. We have Quran. It suffices us." Disagreement took place among the attendants. Then they asked the Holy Prophet, "Should we carry out your intentions?" He replied, "After what has been done, leave me alone. My pain is better than what you ascribe to me. Leave me alone." We can now understand what the Holy Prophet had in mind. He wanted to appoint Ali as his successor in a written form so that Muslims would not encounter any hardships after his demise. Abdullah ibn Abbas used to say how disastrous that Thursday was. The Prophet asked for pen and paper to write something saving Muslims from going astray, but those present ones did not listen.
Then we come to the Battle of Mu'tah, again, the 8th year after the Hijrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as you know, when he made the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, he wrote letters and he sent those letters all the way to the Levant, all the way to Sham, all the way to Jerusalem and Palestine to establish peace in the Arabian Peninsula. This was the task of Rasulullah. For those who say that he spread Islam with violence and terrorism and fear and whatnot. So what happened is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sent a man by the name of Al-Harith bin Umayr with a letter that dictates the terms of the peace treaty. Harith bin Umayr in the city of Busra, he was executed. They sent his head back to Rasulullah. This is the messenger of Rasulullah. So Rasulullah, in this particular year, the 8th year after the Hijrah, he sent an excursion led by Ja'far al-Tayyar, the brother of Ali ibn Abi Talib. One brother is Ali, one brother is Ja'far, alongside with Abdullah ibn Rawah. He sent them all the way to the borders of Sham and the Levant to take the vengeance of Ja'far. To take the vengeance of Abdullah ibn al-Harith, ibn Rawah. Sorry, al-Harith ibn Umayr, his messenger. What happened there, I would like to read for you the exact statements of Rasulullah that have been written in history by non-Muslims. They have written this as a testament for Rasulullah to be a man of peace. Rasulullah woke up, he looked at the 3,000 men led by Ja'far ibn Abu Talib, and he said to them, "Ughzu bismillah. Go on to this excursion in the name of Allah. Not wealth, not pride, not glory, not vengeance, in the name of Allah." What does this mean? That we kill in the name of Allah? No, he's explaining. قَاتُلُوا عَدُوَّ اللَّهِ. Only fight your enemies. What else does it mean? وَعَدُوَّكُمْ بِالشَّامِ, that are in Sham, in the Levant. وَسَتَجِدُونَ فِيهَا رِجَالًا. There you will find men. فِي الصَّوَامِعِ. In churches, in synagogues, in monasteries, you will find some men there. مُعْتَزِلِينَ فَلَا تَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهُمْ. They are in seclusion. Do not go near them. Do not harass them. Do not put fear into their hearts. They are safe. And then a Christian man wants to burn the Quran. But we don't know how to defend the Quran, because we don't know that this is what Rasulullah teaches his companions 1,400 years ago. To show gratitude, to show peace to those individuals who are in houses of worship, Christian houses of worship, non-Muslim houses of worship. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا إِمْرَأَةً. Do not ever kill a woman, ولا صغيرا, and a minor. ولا شيخا, and not an elderly. And do not kill anybody pleading for mercy. ولا الله أكبر, ولا تقلعوا شجرة. And do not harm the trees. ولا تهدموا بناء. And do not destroy any buildings, and do not harass the animals. This is Islam.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much. And again, we express our condolences on today. Sad occasion for all Muslim brothers and sisters, demise anniversary of the last Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and martyrdom anniversary of his grandson, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him. Fi amanillah. Mustafa, anta al-Nabi al-Amin, wa Sayyid al-Mursaleen. رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين.